This week marks 50 years since the first major battle involving U.S. Army regulars in the Vietnam War. The Battle of Yadrang started when U.S. soldiers scrambled out of helicopters near the Drang River on November 14, 1965, and soon discovered they were vastly outnumbered. Here's how Walter Cronkite described it on CBS.
One platoon of 30 men was all but wiped out. A U.S. plane accidentally dropped napalm on another American platoon, inflicting severe casualties. Medics were so busy that wounded soldiers had to help administer blood plasma to their more seriously wounded comrades. And more than a dozen helicopters spent a good part of the day carrying out the U.S. wounded and then the dead.
Hundreds of U.S. troops, and by U.S. military estimates, more than 1,000 North Vietnamese would die in that battle. But both sides claimed victory. Joe Galloway was a young correspondent for UPI, United Press International, and he would find himself drawn into the fighting at the same time that he was trying to report on it. Galloway and Lieutenant Colonel Harold Moore eventually wrote about the harrowing experience in the well-known book We Were Soldiers Once and Young. And today, half a century after a battle that plunged American soldiers into a war that cost millions of lives and dragged on for another 10 years, Joe Galloway joins us today from WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. But a warning here, there will be graphic descriptions of combat in the conversation we're about to have. Joe Galloway, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Put this battle into context for us. What was going on in Vietnam at the time, and what was the mission for these soldiers when the battle started?
Up to this point, the American presence in Vietnam had been primarily advisors, marching with Vietnamese troops and sometimes fighting and sometimes dying. But this was the real test of the first collision of American regulars with North Vietnamese regular soldiers who had come down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and were doing their best to cut the country in half. What changed everything was the arrival of the 1st Cavalry Division Air Mobile, a unit that had worked and practiced for a better part of 2 years with helicopters. No more would the infantry walk into battle. They would ride into battle, and the helicopter was their horse.
Now, you had turned 24 years old just the day before this battle. And I imagine, like a lot of these young soldiers, you hadn't really seen much combat yet, right?
Well, I was not a greenhorn. I had been 7 months in Vietnam covering the U.S. Marines in the northern part of the country. And I had been shot at, but I had not seen anything the equal of the hand-to-hand combat that ensued over the 3 days of this battle. And I must tell you, I went to war for 43 years after that battle and never again saw anything to match it.
So what happened that day? The footage shows that in the very first couple hours, everything seemed to be going to plan for the Americans, and then suddenly everything turned.
Suddenly they captured a Vietnamese prisoner, and through the interpreter, they questioned him, and they said, where are your forces? And he said, essentially, there are three or four battalions on this mountain that is looking down on you, and we have been looking to kill Americans, but until now, we haven't had any. And boy, that really set the tone for things, and Colonel Moore immediately ordered the forces that he had to move out from the clearing so that the fighting would not burst into the clearing and shut down the helicopters.
So as you and the soldiers got off the helicopters, what you didn't know is that you were vastly outnumbered by North Vietnamese who were waiting to ambush the soldiers. And in fact, one platoon, the famous Lost Platoon, was surrounded almost immediately. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was a great story. 28 men, I believe, and their lieutenant was very eager, and he led them in a foot race chasing three North Vietnamese soldiers who ran away. And they were really baited into a trap. And about 10 of the Americans were killed almost immediately, including the lieutenant and most of the senior non-commissioned officers, and a three-stripe buck sergeant, 21-year-old Ernie Savage from Birmingham, Alabama, essentially assumed command of what was left of this platoon and kept them alive for 24 hours through a long night where the enemy attacked repeatedly and sometimes just ran through them and out the other side of their little perimeter. You know, I can't say enough for the bravery of those young Americans in a circumstance where death was right at hand.
And the remaining ones were actually ultimately discovered and rescued.
They were eventually brought back. The medic of that lost platoon, Doc Randy Lose, used up all of his bandages and his supplies and was plugging wounds in men with rolled up toilet paper, and somehow kept them all alive that night, the wounded. And the next morning, a battalion moved out there and rescued them.
Hmm. Well, you and Lieutenant Colonel Harold Moore wrote We Were Soldiers Once and Young, which was made into a film with Mel Gibson. Let's listen to a scene that depicts what we heard Walter Cronkite talking about, an American plane accidentally dropping napalm on U.S. soldiers as medics try to help the wounded.
Oh, God! Jimmy! You know this guy? You know him? Talk to him. Just talk to him. Jimmy! You hear me? It's Joe Galloway. Josh, give me a moment, please.
One thing I'm struck by listening to that is the incredible noise.
There it is. Combat is the most incredible cacophony of screams, explosions, bullets zipping by. You can't hear yourself think, much less talk. Any communication is by yelling or screaming. It's all-consuming.
You were reporting on this battle as a journalist, but, you know, in the moment, you found yourself sucked into it. You were helping evacuate wounded soldiers. That must have been quite difficult in itself. Journalist is supposed to be witness, chronicle of history, neutral, and yet you ended up having to play a role.
There are some events that are so horrific and so all-consuming that you cannot be neutral. You cannot be a witness who stands apart from those who are dying to keep you alive. You have to lend a hand. And I carried water. I carried the wounded. And eventually I put my camera down and took my M16 and lent a hand in the fight.
Wow. So you were actually fighting, not just helping with injured.
That's correct.
I mean, I'm struck by three medals of honor were awarded for bravery during the Battle of Yadrang, and you yourself were awarded a Bronze Star, making you the only civilian to receive that honor from the Army during the Vietnam War, and yet you've always downplayed your role there. Why?
Well, my role was to tell the story, and I had to survive to do that. So I did what I had to do, and somehow in a place, in a charnel house, really, where 80 young men died and another 125 were terribly wounded, just so that I could survive to tell their story. I'm the storyteller. I'm not the warrior.
I imagine some of those stories have stayed with you all these years.
They do, and you played that scene from the movie with Jim Nakayama, burned up by the napalm. I carried him out of that fire. And that week, his wife, Trudy, gave birth to a baby girl, Nikki. And And I've met them and talked to them. We're good friends. I saw them this summer in Boise, Idaho. These are things that never leave you. You know, during that Iodrang Valley battle, I captured as best I could the personal stories of those soldiers and shared them with the public. And now, as a part of the Vietnam War Commemoration Oral History Project, I'm helping capture the stories of Vietnam veterans before they're lost forever.
Joe Galloway, co-author of We Were Soldiers Once and Young, about the first major battle involving U.S. troops in Vietnam 50 years ago this week. Joe will be in Washington this weekend for a reunion of soldiers who fought in that battle. Joe Galloway, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're listening to Here and Now.